Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. It is great to be together. That song is so fun. It's such a celebration, as it should be when we come together to worship God. Amen?
Amen.
As was mentioned in the welcome, this weekend as AONYC, as our ministry, we are celebrating Women's History Month. Friday night was amazing. Chelsea came home very late, very excited. Very filled up and with a lot of extra art supplies. And so I know that was an amazing time. And we're trying to carry some of that energy and some of that focus into our service today. Chelsea had to stay home with Bradley, who is sick, so you can pray for him, pray for her. She was going to be sharing in this with me. I got a little bit of her notes in here, so I'll do my best. We miss her today being here, but Tyler came with me.
Having
a little hang time today.
Yeah.
But let's give it up for Manuela sharing so powerfully for community. And look, we've said it before, but we could say it 100 times. We have amazing women in our church, in our ministry, don't we? We have amazing women. And I do want the sisters in here, the women in our ministry, I do want you to know that I absolutely admire and respect you.
That's right.
I'm grateful for you. I think that there is so much that you as the women in this ministry have to offer as an amazing example to all of us.
Come on.
I admire your ambition. I admire your character. I admire your authentic love for God. We need that, your sincere love for God. Your kindness, your generosity, your sacrifice. You are a light to this ministry and a light to the world. And I hope that you know that we need you, that we need your heart, we need your gifts, we need your dreams, we need your friendship.
Come on.
And something that I think stands out in an amazing way with the women in our ministry that you bring so much value to our ministry with is these special relationships. These relationships that it's so evident to the men in this room, but to other women here as well, that you have with each other. I think the women in this ministry have amazing friendships with each other. But not only with each other, but with the brothers here. There are just some truly special, close, good brother-sister, and also sister-to-sister friendships and relationships in here, aren't there?
Yep. Yeah.
And so thank you all for that and for bringing that to our ministry. And as Mark said, we're talking about partners in the gospel. And a lot of what we'll be talking about today is building these powerful partnerships. We are going through the book of Acts. And I know last Sunday, you can turn over to Acts chapter 20.
Come on.
I know last Sunday, Caleb preached last week on the church in Ephesus being planted. And we're grateful for that because Ephesians is an awesome book of the Bible. But we also know that because of that church plant, a riot broke out in the city of Ephesus. And Acts chapter 20, verses 1 to 6, sort of picks up where that riot leaves off. And we get to see what was such a strong aspect of Paul and the early church's support system to help them continue to flourish and stay faithful despite the challenges that they faced. And so we'll just be looking today at Acts chapter 20, verses 1 to 6, where it says, "When the uproar had ended, Paul sent for the disciples and, after encouraging them, said goodbye and set out for Macedonia. He traveled through that area, speaking many words of encouragement to the people, and finally arrived in Greece, where he stayed 3 months. Because some Jews had plotted against him, just as he was about to sail for Syria, he decided to go back through Macedonia. He was accompanied by Sopater, son of Pyrrhus from Berea, Aristarchus and Secundus from Thessalonica, Gaius from Derbe, Timothy also, and Tychicus and Trophimus from the province of Asia. These men went on ahead and waited for us at Troas. But we sailed from Philippi after the festival of unleavened bread, and 5 days later joined the others at Troas where we stayed 7 days. You know, if there's anything that should stand out to us from these 6 verses, is that Paul and the other disciples here surrounded themselves with powerful partnerships. Right? They didn't just go through life, go through Christianity by themselves. No, they quickly joined together. Right when the uproar had ended, the first thing Paul did was he sent for the other disciples. He wanted to be around them, not just to get from them, but also to give to them.
Right.
As he traveled, as he went on his way, he continued to speak words of encouragement to the people. And then as he continued on in his life, he didn't do it by himself. It says he was accompanied. He was part of a company with all of these other disciples. And that should be a lesson for us, that when we're going through a hard time, we don't pull away from people. No, we send for disciples. Right? That we reach out, we pull people into our life. I need people with me. What else is amazing is that he was accompanied by partners from all different places that he had been. Right? It says this guy from Berea, this person from Thessalonica, this person from Derbe, this person from the province of Asia. And what that tells us is that wherever Paul went, he made these powerful partnerships.
Right.
And then he didn't just leave those people there, no, but he took those people through life with him. Through life, through faith, and through the mission, they went together. And so for us, as we go through life, wherever we go, whatever ministry we're in, whatever region of the church we're in, whatever stage of life we're in, or a good time in life or a hard time in life, that we're imitating this example of bringing people with us.
Yep.
Hey, this is a close relationship from teen ministry. Hey, these are close relationships from my time in college. These are close relationships from my borough. These are close relationships from another borough, right? That we're pulling in new and different relationships in the church. The truth is that God never intended that we do life, that we do our faith, or that we do our mission by ourselves. God himself, who we're created in the image of, who we're made to be like, who we were designed by, who we follow, God himself is a relational God. In his nature, he alone is three. Right? God is not a God who flaunts his king-like authority upon his throne in heaven while we're down here on earth wandering about it alone.
Right.
No, God is a God who left his throne to come be with Emmanuel, God among us. Right? God himself is a God who came down through Jesus longing to be close to us. Jesus himself, who we follow, he did not do life alone. He surrounded himself with many close relationships with both men and women during his time on earth. And so it is clear in the Bible that Christianity is not supposed to be an independent religion, right, where we do it by ourselves. It's supposed to be interdependent, something we do together. We're supposed to have relationships that bring us closer to God and add deeper purpose to our Christian walk. Amen?
Amen.
And what you'll see as you go through the Bible is that the Bible is full of partnerships. And it's an amazing thing. You know, Jesus even sent out his disciples, not one by one, but he sent them out two by two. He wanted them to be in pairs. And in the Bible, we see these powerful men-to-men partnerships, right? Like David and Jonathan, Ezekiel and Elijah, Paul and Timothy. But then we also see these powerful women-to-women partnerships.
That's right.
Like Ruth and Naomi, Mary and Elizabeth, Lois and Eunice, and others. And then we also see these powerful men and women partnerships, like Deborah and Barak, Esther and Mordecai, Priscilla and Aquila. The Bible shows us all these different dynamics of powerful partnerships. And Paul really was a great example of this.
Mm-hmm.
As I close out this message, and before we hear from a couple different partnerships in this ministry, I do just want to read to you Romans chapter 16, verses 1 to 16.
Come on.
Paul is ending this amazing letter that he wrote with a strong emphasis on all of these different partnerships. And what should stand out to you is the value of these partnerships, the impact of them, but also the diversity of them. These partnerships with single people, married people, men, women, Jews, non-Jews, all different people that Paul built spiritual partnerships with. That sets an amazing example for us. In Romans 16, verse 1, he says, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church in Centuria. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people, and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many people. Benefactor means the supporter. She provided for many people, including me. Greet Priscilla and Aquila. That was a married couple. My co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Apliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with the holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings.
Amen.
It's right there in that last passage where we kind of gained our church's name, the Churches of Christ. And we are the New York City Church of Christ. And Jesus' church, the Church of Christ, should be filled with these kinds of partnerships.
Right.
These amazing, deep, powerful partnerships in the gospel. Friendships. I love how he says, my dear friend, and co-workers. And he's lifting up all these people who had, hey, they had been in prison with me. They were with me through this. She was like a mother to me too. These partners in faith, in life, and in ministry. Where clearly, they were helping one another. They were strengthening one another. They were encouraging one another. They were working with each other. They were making a difference together. And they were being with each other in life. And again, just like I mentioned before, you see that he had these partnerships with men, with women, with different nationalities, different races, different stages of life, people from different classes, some people that might have been relatives, many people who were friends, relationships with certain individuals, and even relationships as a group with different people. All in all, 27 people are mentioned by name, and each of them was unique and important to Paul and to God and to the church. And something that we should get from all this is that each of us in this room, individually, that you are needed.
Yep.
People in this room need you. But something else on the other side of that coin is that you need others. You can't do life faithfully by yourself. You can't do discipleship by yourself. We all are needed and we all need others. Amen?
Amen.
And so in reflection, I want to call all of us to think about in your life, are you building these kinds of partnerships? If you were to write something like this, who would you write about? Who would write about you? This should be a priority in our life, is going after these kinds of partnerships. And it's amazing when we look at what we can have together and how impactful and powerful that should be. And so because we see the value of it and that we are called to this, all of us should decide, hey, I'm going to lean in on building partnerships. I'm going to lean in and invest in building these powerful partnerships, building dear friends who build God's kingdom together and support each other. Amen?
Amen.
You know, there are many partnerships in this room, and we do want to spend the rest of this time in the lesson hearing from three different partnerships. And so I'm going to call all of you to come up, and you can stand in the line here as one shares, then the next partnership can come up and share next. But first, we're going to hear from Rachel and Nina, which unfortunately Rachel is sick, so Nina is going to share about her and Rachel's partnership in the gospel. So you can come on up, Nina. And we're going to hear from Caleb and Gigi. And we're going to hear from Nick and Renan. And this is a woman and woman partnership, a man and man partnership, and a brother and sister partnership. Because we should all be building all of those different types of dynamics and partnerships together. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so first, let's give it up for Nina.
All right, let's go.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm so honored and grateful to be able to share to you guys women and women relationship. Because let's be honest, it could get a little rocky, right? Sometimes girls be like, I don't know, girls could be a lot of drama. I prefer with the brothers, it's more chill with them, relax. But the sisters was like, Like co-workers, sometimes there's a lot of gossip, right? There's a lot of problems, so many issues. But I love what Rob said, that God is a relational God, and we are created in God's image. And with that, if you guys don't believe in the Bible, in the scriptures, believe in psychology. So psychology is the science study of behavior, human behavior, and human mind. Yes, that is a science study. You guys understand what I'm saying. And it says here that people need each other. Humans need relationships to survive, to have a healthy and pretty much a positive lifestyle for their personal life. So with that, I just want to reflect on how relationships, how the world has skewed the image of relationships. And we're living in a lifestyle where it's about me. What can you do for me? You know, are you in the trend? Are you cool enough? You know, do you make me happy? Are you fun to be around? So it's about like, what can you offer me? But with that set in mind and what we were created for, how does that affect our lifestyle? So it definitely created something where I don't need nobody else. You're there, okay, cool. But if you're not gonna be around, that's fine, I'm good. I'm cool. And in New York City, it's all about us. If people are like struggling or our friends are going through stuff, I'm like, oh, nah, I got school, I got work, I got family stuff, I got no time for you. But that's not true, guys. And there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about what is the true relationships that we should have with one another. So in Proverbs 27, verse 9 to 10, in the Passion Version, it says here, sweet friendships refresh the soul and awaken our hearts with joy. For good friends are like the anointing oil that yields the fragrant essence, incense of God's presence. So never give up on a friend or abandon a friend of your father. For the day of your brokenness, you won't have to run to a relative for help. A friend nearby is better than a relative far away. And when I read that scripture, I was like, that says that in the Bible? Because people had this like, okay, the scripture, the Bible, I don't know how that's going to relate to now. But really reading it, you can see so many things that's like, whoa, I've never seen that in my life. And this is a standard for friendships. And sisters, we are so mean to each other. We can be so judgmental. But God says in like verse 9 again, it says here, for good friends are like anointing oil that yields the fragrant incense of God's presence. For being friends, you can see God. For being loving, supporting, you don't give up on them, you just don't leave. You can see God's presence and His love. If you're having a hard time, I can't hear God's words. I can't feel God. But with relationships, you can see God. You can see His love.
Yeah.
So in my life, before like I was a Christian, I decided to follow God. And then I had my own issues, relationships, and my personal walk with God that I left. So I kind of deal with my own issues, kind of ended up having friends in the world. There's nothing wrong with having friends in the world, but it's all about partying. It's all about, okay, what are we gonna do for this week? You know, what are we gonna drink? Are we gonna do X, Y, Z? And then it's all about fun. And then I start going through my depressive episodes. And now I'm like going through, like I started to become distant with people. I wasn't fun to be around. I wasn't funny. It was a bummer to be around me. And people tried to contact me and I wasn't responding back. And with that, people just gave up. They were like, oh, she's not down. That's okay. Like, there's other people to hang out with. I'm like, she is going to be all right. I guess she just needs time. And I felt so alone. It was so lonely. And I was like, I don't need nobody. But deep down, there was like a deep sadness and longing that I had that I was too prideful to say, I need people. And people had disappointed me time and time again in those people and relationships that I had. I was like, oh, they're just there for a good time and not a long time. However, I had a friend in the church, in the kingdom, that before I left, I already built a relationship with her. And this sister, even during the times I was in my depressive episodes, and sometimes I won't respond for like days, weeks, months even, she continually contacted me saying, hey, how are you? Hey, I'm thinking about you. I hope you're doing well. I'm like, I know you're going through a lot. You don't have to respond, but I miss you and I love you. Wow. I was like, whoa, like even if I wasn't responding, she won't stop contacting me. And I started feeling guilty. I'm like, oh man, I gotta say something at this point. But this, you only find that in God's love. What kind of person would continue contacting you if you're not offering anything to them?
Right.
They're not gonna contact you back. But this sister, because she knows God's love, and she has a relationship with God, she knew I needed someone.
Right.
She knew I needed love. And that sister is Rachel. She's not here right now. Girl, I love you. I know you're seeing this right now. I hope you're feeling well. But she has been the best friend that I've ever had. And it says here, once again, it says that yields the good friends are anointing oil that yields the fragrant incense of God's presence. Even though I was having a hard time with my relationship with God, I knew God loved me because of that friendship.
Wow.
It was so difficult for me, but she did not give up. She did not abandon me. And it says, for in the day of your brokenness, you won't have to run to a relative for help. And friend nearby is better than a relative far away. So to end off, I gotta ask you guys some questions. So do you guys want this relationship? Sisters, do you want this type of friendship?
Yeah.
If you do, are you that type of friend?
Okay.
So you gotta reflect on that. And if so, you can be that friend. You can be more than just someone to have fun with. You can be that person that people can rely on. You could be that person you can continue to love one another more than something so shallow and so surface level. It can be something deep. Talk about insecurities, doubts, hardships in life, and you guys can be together. Don't have to be alone anymore. You ladies don't have to be strong by yourselves. We could be strong together, amen?
Amen?
All right, for Women's International, let's be women of partnership together, okay?
Amen.
All right. So, and now, I'm gonna share to Renan and Nick, gonna talk about brother and brother relationships. So let's give it up for Renan and Nick.
So Ray and I have the privilege of sharing about our relationship in the gospel. And, you know, I'll just give like a little background story about how we met. So Renan was actually one of the first people that I knew coming into the city campus region. And that was only possible because of camp in 2019. But as Rob said before, like, we are both from different backgrounds, cities, different cultures. We became close friends, and that was only through God. And you know, back in 2019 when we first met, we were both super seniors and that was my first and only time at camp. And I really did not want to go to camp. Mark was there, Mark knows.
That's right.
But that cabin definitely sparked memories that we'll never forget. But I mean, needless to say, you know, Noah running for about 4 years now, I definitely could say that he is someone that I can rely on and bring me back to God's word. And he's there for me when I need an open ear to listen to me. And knowing Renan and anybody who knows Renan as well, anybody who's close to him, you're just so grateful to have this guy as your friend, right? Because he is someone that, you know, you can just vent to or talk to, and he'll just like bring you up, just bring you back to God. And you all know Renan. Renan's that guy who like just loves the party, and he's the life of the party as well. So it's always that, you know, that guy that can just, you know, when he walks in the room, just know, nah, you're gonna have a good time when he comes in. I can tell, like, that's definitely all of us, how we feel about him. But yeah, just to share a little personally about, you know, just a time where I really needed a brotherly relationship was, in 2021, I don't know if you remember, but I was going through like a little rut in my spiritual journey, and I was hanging out with some people I shouldn't hang out with, and I just didn't know who to turn to. You know, it was this time of year where we were just getting out through COVID. I was the only college disciple in my region. I didn't know who left, who walked away, who had moved away, and I was just in a really bad rut, and I didn't know who to turn to. But then, you know, I just thought about Renan and another brother from Jersey, and I just hit them up. I was like, hey guys, like, you guys have some time to like talk on FaceTime or something like that, because I'm really going through right now. I don't think I want to like continue in my relationship with God. And you know, it was a lot of like brotherly love, but it was also a time where he definitely called me higher, and it was it was in a moment where I definitely did not want to hear it. But you know, it's those conversations, those deep brotherly spiritual conversations that you need to bring you back to God, because if not, then who's going to be there for you?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, when I just Renan's vulnerability as well, you know, we have a little group chat with him, Mark, and I, and you know, in our discipling relationship, and he's just so vulnerable. It calls me higher when just things going on in his life, like prayer requests, and you all know what happened with Renan a couple months ago with regarding his dad, and you know, he's just, his vulnerability calls me higher. And you know, even though he was going through that moment in his life, you couldn't tell, because his energy was just on top of the world right then. And that's something that I definitely look up to as a, when I look at a brother, because you know, even though he was going through such a hard time, he was just there for everybody. He put himself above others, and that's definitely a quality that, you know, I see from him, and that I know he gets from reading the gospel from Jesus Christ himself. And you know, just to close out here, and when I think of a scripture that reminds me of Renan in our relationship, I think of Proverbs 27 verse 17, and it reads, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And you know, needless to say, I'm so grateful for this guy. I'm pretty sure all of you can say like the same thing as well for Renan. But yeah, I just hope, you know, from here on out, we grow deeper in our relationship, and man, I love you, bro.
Amen. Hold it together, Renan.
Oh, man. That was a lot. Wow, thank you. I appreciate that, man. That just means a lot to me. Just a little backstory on my life. I remember when I was just, you know, when I was younger, going through elementary school and just everything like that, I remember feeling so kind of just lonely. Even though I had, you know, I had friends and everything like that, I just felt like there was nobody who I could tell everything, you know? There was not one person who I felt like I could like truly be myself around. And I remember just kind of sitting there, like, you know, just really just like, man, I want somebody in my life. Like, I want friends in my life who I could really count on, you know, who could really just be there for me, you know? It's not a burden to hear what I'm going through. It's not a burden to be there for me.
Right.
It's not a burden to just, you know, listen to me. And for me, it was just very hard to find people I could really trust, you know? And so I think a large part of my life, I went through just bottling everything up, from the small to the grand. And you know, it was just very difficult for me to really talk about what I'm going through, you know, for a plethora of reasons. And so when I like to really think about friends, you know, it's really somebody who you can just count on for anything. And that was something I so desperately needed.
Right.
And I think, you know, becoming a disciple and just really becoming a part of the church, it really just showed me. And, you know, God has really blessed me to have many friends who I can count on. One in particular, my guy Nicky over here. And I just want to, like, you know, just big him up. This is my brother right here, man. And, you know, I think two ways that he really kind of helps me and spurs me on towards Christ is really, you know, just in the example that he sets, as well as being there for me as well. And Nick mentioned it before, but we do have a group chat, and I just, Mark and Nick will probably tell you, I'm probably like the most active on that chat. It could be, you know, things as big as, hey guys, you know, I feel super lonely today. I feel really bad. It's just hard for me to feel joy. But it could also be, hey guys, I'm really mad. I lost my keys. Can you hear me? Like, you know? But for me, going from just having nobody in my life who I could really just be, you know, I could really share everything with, to having brothers in my life who are there for me, who can pray for me, send me a scripture when I'm, you know, just out and about in my day and I'm not feeling it. You know, I can say that to somebody. You know, I don't have to lie, put on a face and say, yeah, I'm doing good, but I'm not, you know? And as Nicky kind of mentioned, you know, after my dad had passed, you know, he mentioned that, you know, you couldn't tell because I was still able to be joyful. And a large part of that was because, you know how it says in Matthew, you know, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. That's the comfort that I felt from friends like Nicky O being there for me, listening to me, hearing me out. You know, even if I was the party pooper at times, when everybody else is having fun and they say, yo bro, how are you doing? And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna tell you. You know, but it never felt like a burden to them.
Right.
You know, it didn't feel like a burden for them to be with me, to hear me out, to pray for me, even if I was the party pooper. And just, I felt my soul be comforted in those moments. And I could tell that's only through God, you know, and just having people there for me. And, you know, I think secondly, in just the example you said, you know, it's funny because I had, you know, Proverbs 27:17 as well written down, but I think it really does exemplify our relationship. This man, Nick, amazing brother in Christ, man. And I think just seeing his example to really be able to balance, you know, career, working hard at school, trying to be successful in that, but that never, ever slows him down in presenting the gospel to those is just mind-blowing to me, you know? And I think while having older, you know, brothers and sisters around with you is helpful, sometimes you can get caught up in like, okay, but, you know, they're a little bit older, they're doing it at work, it's different now, it's a new age or whatever. But when you see someone right there with you, right there, doing the exact same thing and just putting his heart all into it, going hard for God, 100 miles an hour, you know, it really calls you higher. Because then you look at, he's in school too, I'm in school, he's trying to work and get his career set up, I am too. But he never lets that stop him from pursuing God and from spreading the gospel. And honestly, that character right there, just, it calls me higher every time. Every time I'm like, man, I gotta step it up, you know? And so just to have a brother like that in my life really just encourages me to keep pushing, to keep persevering, you know? But it's also there to hear me out when I'm going through it, when I'm at my weakest, you know? I really see, you know, God through Nick. And that's just an amazing thing to have. And my encouragement to you guys is to really seek after relationships like that in your life. Thanks, bro. I love you.
Amen.
All right. You guys still with us?
Yes.
I'm excited to be sharing about brother-sister friendships, which are super important.
And
our friendship with Gigi is amazing. We kind of built this friendship over the pandemic, and this scripture really encapsulates our friendship right here. But in Philippians 2, starting verse 3, it says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others." And I can remember this time, it was during the pandemic, I forget if it was 2020 or 2021, but it was winter. It was cold. and I was in my nice warm bedroom. But Gigi had planned this hangout to encourage people because she knew the pandemic was tough, that people really needed friendships, really needed some relational times, and she planned this outdoor hike at Bear Mountain. And so I knew this was coming up, but it was especially cold that day. It had just snowed, matter of fact.
Wow.
And I was all the way in Brooklyn, which is pretty far from Bear Mountain, I'll just say that. And so I was thinking to myself, what if I just stayed in today? And what if I just did nothing today? And I kind of did. I even got invited to the spa, go to the spa. That was my other option. So it was between Bear Mountain, out in the cold, hiking up a snowy mountain, or a spa, spa day, or just staying at home. And I was like, you know what, Gigi planned this. You know, she spent time planning this. I really value our friendship. And so I'm gonna go, you know? And so I go to Bear Mountain. I do this thing. I'm pretty sure Gigi didn't even want to go that day. But she, you know, she was valuing, you know, others' interest. And a lot of people wanted to hike still. And so we went on this hike and it was rough. Like, it was borderline dangerous because of the snow. But we were hiking up and I remember we finally got to the top. We got to this nice view, and I acted like I fell off the mountain. In front of everyone. I was like, oh my gosh, and I fell off. But it wasn't very steep. But I just remember like things like this really built this friendship together. And I remember when we got down from them, I was like, oh my gosh. But it's experiences like this that really built our friendship. And I just want to elaborate and say that brother-sister friendships are very needed. Guys, that's why we're up here. And you know, these friendships can be like, oh, like, sure, I say hi to them once in a while, but you know, the body is made up of both brothers and sisters. Without sisters, it wouldn't be the body.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be complete. Yeah. And so for us, we have to realize that we're incomplete without sister friendships. You know, and so I feel like my friendship with Gigi has been great. We've served together, we've done worship together, we've done lessons together. Right, we've shared faith together, but just building this partnership through experiences, through getting to know her, through other things, and she's been in my life through difficult times, through joyful times. My mother passed away last year, and you know, right after she found out, she came to my place. She canceled her plans, came to my place later that day with a few other friends, and I remember that. Right, that stuck with me. But it's after building that friendship, right? And I remember Gigi. She helped me in my relationship with Julia. They're great friends, and so she was helping me out. She's like, tell me how I can encourage her and be in there with her, and look at us now, like we're about to get married. You know, and so Gigi's been in my life through thick and thin, and so I just wanna tell you guys, for the brothers, like you guys need sister friendships.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, you can think of it as a weird thing, like, oh, can a guy really be friends with a girl? Yes. Yes, they can. Yes, you can, and they're very important, but I'm super encouraged by my friendship with Gigi, and so thank you guys for letting me share, but I'm gonna invite Gigi up to share more.
Okay. All right. That was not my idea to go on a hike, may I just say. That was all Julia. But I'm so glad I did go.
Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, in all honesty, I'm so grateful for Caleb and our friendship. I would have never thought that I would be able to have a solid brother-sister relationship. In fact, in all honesty, before even gaining this like friendship or building, I was terrified. I don't really have the best relationship with men. Honestly, I was the number one man hater when I was younger and up into college. And so everything that I had and I just felt so bitter towards just the other men that had really hurt me in my life before. And so Caleb trying to get with Julia, I was terrified because I was like, oh my gosh, there's just another guy, some random dude wants to be with my friend. But it's been hurt. I've been hurt before in other friendships where other guys would use me to be with my other friends. And so I was genuinely scared and I didn't really know what to do, but I'm so glad that I was proven wrong, because instead of gaining some random dude, I ended up with a brother. I like to call Caleb a brother that I never knew I needed. I'm the oldest, so sometimes I can very much take on a lot of responsibility. He's loving this because I really don't share a lot about him. This is one of many to come, but you know, I'm just so encouraged by just our friendship. And I think in 1 Thessalonians 5:11 really like inspires that, where it says, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Now, my relationship with Caleb has literally just been a build up from different like circumstances, from the pandemic into person, into Julia and Caleb being together. And so like, it's just been amazing to be able to have someone who hears me out when I'm losing my mind, or steers me away from chaos, or even sometimes join me when I'm in chaos. He's very crazy, very on the whim kind of guy. So it's really encouraging. An easy target to bully. I think like that's always fun. He's such a cool guy to just like bully and make fun of. It's kind of easy actually. But even someone who's willing to understand me when I'm hurt, especially if he's the one that hurts me. One time, he had made a joke that went too far. I was really hurt. And so I made sure it was over the pandemic, so I had to FaceTime him, and I had to FaceTime? Yeah. And just be able to like share how I felt hurt, and I was terrified. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is gonna ruin our friendship. All that we have is jokes. So like now this is gonna ruin it, it's gonna make it awkward. And I will never forget this time because it cracked me up. I had said a joke because I don't really know how to handle with my emotions. And I immediately jumped into like how I felt hurt. And so Caleb was laughing, he was like, ha 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 ha. Like super went into serious mode. But I'm so encouraged that he was able to just be able to hear me out and just even reciprocate that and just show me respect in a way that like, okay, this hurt you, then I'm not gonna do that anymore. And so he's just shown me in so many different ways to like, especially through his relationship with Julia, what respect looks like and what value looks like. Because I've never really been able to see that in my own life with other people that are supposed to be my role models. And so it was just really encouraging, and even for my own relationship now, and just seeing like how I look up to both Julia and Caleb, but especially Caleb too. So yeah, I'm so grateful for him that he placed me in my life. I mean, that God placed him in my life. Sorry, I'm not an English major. But because I would have never, ever in a million years thought that I could ever have a deep rooted relationship that doesn't have any other feelings beyond that.
Right.
Than just
right.
brother and sister.
Amen.
So I encourage all of you guys to find people. You never know what happens. You may find your brother that you never knew you needed.
Amen.
And so I just want to leave you off with this, Caleb, too. You are such an example to me, and you encourage me to make really great decisions in my life. And I'm so excited to see everyone else is here to like see what their friendship goes. And yeah.
Amen.
Let's give it up for everybody that just shared. Thank you. And I hope that this inspired you, both from the scriptures and from their examples, the value and the need to go build these kinds of partnerships in your life. Right, that if you're a man in this room, that you do know you need close friendships with other men, that you build those kinds of partnerships. But then as a woman in this room, you know, hey, I need close sister friendships, these types of deep relationships that Nina shared about with her and Rachel. But also that we don't just stop there, but that we also need these close, genuine brother and sister, man and woman friendships as well. All of those are important. Paul had them, Jesus had them, we should have them as well. And I know Gigi said when she was up here that she doesn't say this stuff a lot to Caleb, and I'm sure, Caleb, were you encouraged, where's Caleb, hearing some of this stuff?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, I think I can confidently say everyone who was up here was encouraged by what the other person had to share about them. I'm sure Nikio was encouraged by what Brendan shared, and vice versa, right? And I do think that's something to realize, like, wow, I might have these people in my life, but do I ever share that with them?
Wow.
And even in the first century, writing was not just like an easy thing to do. Parchment and ink, all of this was like a hassle and not easy to come by. And so Paul, even taking probably a large chunk of time and material to write out all that we read in Romans 16 was expressing his value of these people in his life. And so in closing with some practicals and challenges, obviously, let's all intentionally build some of these partnerships. But also with the partnerships you are building or that you already have, maybe this week, make an intentional effort to express to those people in your life what they do mean to you and the role that they do play in your life. And I imagine that you will find that he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And so let's go back and express that and build these relationships. Amen? Amen. Amen. We're going to close out with one final song.